The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome back to Power on Plants. We love having you join us and having you as a part of the Power on Plants family. And if you have never been with us before, we are thrilled to have you join us as well. Can you believe we are already on episode number 178? So if you're new to the family, you've got a ton of great stuff waiting for you. And if you're an oldie but a goodie, there's great things in store. Well, we are so excited about what's coming up.
We have a lot of stuff to binge listen, so just consider us the Netflix of plant-based.
So very, very true. So we are very passionate about helping you to succeed in energizing yourself so you can live a vibrant life. Energized to thrive is what we're all about. And so last week, if you weren't with us, you've got to go back and listen to episode number 177, where we talk about how food is medicine. And we're not just talking about, let food be thy medicine. This is really practical. We want you to get this mindset shift because it can be a huge game changer for you. It is crucial that you go back and listen to that episode if you missed it. But today, I want to jump off from what we were talking about before, because I want to talk about something that's really important. When we talked about food being your medicine, I want you to think about in our society how we have a symptom, we have a problem, we go to a doctor and we want a pill, we want a medicine, and we think that's going to make it all better. But what is that doing? And we briefly mentioned this in the last episode. What that's doing is you're taking the pill. Is it going to cure the disease?
Not generally, no.
No. So what it's going to do is what?
It typically either manages it or covers a symptom.
Manages it or covers a symptom. And so what's going on underneath the surface? What's actually going on in your body then, if you're taking the pill?
Pretty much the same thing.
The same thing's still going on,
but
right?
It's kind of like you're just throwing a blanket over it, so you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's there, but you don't experience the symptoms, so you can kind of forget that it's there.
Right.
Until the blanket gets a hole and it starts to rear its ugly head again.
Look, I think about a tree that has a termite infestation. It's happening from the inside out. Okay. So all of a sudden, you don't know. Maybe you don't know what's going on, but you see that the limbs are dying. So you have the tree guy come and cut the limb off. You know, you're dealing with that symptom, that one thing, and you're kind of, I'm not saying we're going to cut any limbs off here, but Maybe not the best example, but I'm just saying.
But it works. It works.
So you're dealing with one piece of the tree. You think you got it settled now because the dead limb's gone. Meanwhile, the termites are still going. They're still going, and you're still going to. And the next thing you know, there's another limb that's got an issue, and then another, and then another. And before long, you're in big trouble, right? The tree's in trouble. So we want you to leave that thought, that mindset of, I just need a pill. I just need to find the right medicine. That's how I felt, because that's the only thing I knew to think of, being medical, being in the nursing field. You know, I just...
That's what we were trained to do.
We were both trained to do that.
That was our mindset back then.
So I was like, I don't feel good. I'm really sick. I don't have any energy. I can't even hardly make it up one flight of stairs to take the kids into bed at night. I'm just in a mess. And what do? I go to the doctor. I'm waiting for a diagnosis, just hoping for one so they'll know what to give me. And I hear people say to me all the time, I just hope they can find the right medicine. And it's like, while they're searching for the right medicine, do you think there's something that you could do? There's so many things you could do. I just want you to be encouraged today. If you're fighting and you feel hopeless, or you just feel frustrated constantly by your lack of energy, lack of feeling good, lack of mental clarity, unable to show up the way you want in your personal and professional life, I want you to know there is hope for you. Stop focusing on the one-off solutions. Solutions, I say in quotes, because it's not a solution.
She's literally doing air quotes right now.
Pills are not the ultimate answer. But when I say that, maybe you think I'm just talking about prescription medications. But there are other pills that we take trying to fix ourselves, trying to fix the problems. One-off singular supplements. Is your cabinet full of them? Are you searching for new ones to take? You might want to reconsider that unless you've had blood tests that have revealed a deficiency. Because the truth is, the one-off nutrients that have been pulled out of their source, or even worse, chemically manufactured, can do more harm than good. You can overdose. You can have serious consequences trying to one-off fix yourself with this nutrient and that nutrient and this one, all pulled out of their natural packages. You're not getting them in the way that your body was meant to give them when you take them in this way. So I want you to take some time to consider that, because they can be harmful to you. And we're not pointing the finger.
No, we're not pointing fingers, because we used to have a cabinet full of them. I don't know how many hundreds of dollars. But that was
so much money wasted.
We knew what the issue was. That's before we knew, what do you always say? It's the food.
It's the food.
It was the food the whole time.
Yeah.
But when you're desperate, and we get it, we understand. When you're desperate, you look up answers from Dr. Google. You'll find a bazillion.
Did you say Dr. Google?
I did say Dr.
That's
Google.
That's hilarious.
I don't know where Dr. Google got his medical degree, but it was not from med school.
Well, it certainly wasn't from a plant-based academy. I can promise you that.
That's true, too.
No.
Maybe we need to form a plant-based Google.
Ah.
We'll call it Plugle.
Plugle?
Plugle.
You know, that's going to be a hashtag now.
I hope
hashtag
not.
Plugle, and you're going to be getting tagged.
All right, let's get back to the main point here. The main point here is, we're not pointing fingers because we did that. And we understand that when you're hurting and you're desperate and you're looking for solutions,
yes.
and you see a blog post somewhere, and it gives you just a shining glimmer
of hope. Yeah.
That if I do this one thing, maybe it's a deficiency in this, or maybe it'll act like a medicine and help to manage the problem. And I'll just feel better.
Oh, absolutely.
If I can just feel 25% better, that would be huge at this point. We know that. We were at that point.
Yeah.
When you feel like up is the only place to go.
Been there, done that. And we know what it's like, and it's no fun. But there is hope for you, and it can get better. But the one-off nutrients generally are not the answer. Unless, like we were saying, unless your doctor has taken blood work and he tells you that you're extremely low on something and he wants you to take that one thing. But then I would even recommend finding at that point what foods, what whole plant foods are high in that nutrient, and start eating those. Because when you get them in the whole package, your body processes them differently. It is more bioavailable to you as a general rule. So it's really good to start adding those things in that way. That is the one time I'll tell you to look up what foods have what nutrient. Other than that, you don't need to be worried about that. You need to get a wide variety, and there are other ways that you can know that you're getting what you need. But with plant foods, that's just so easy to do. It's so easy to do. If you're getting enough calories to meet your daily requirement, meaning you're maintaining your body weight and things like that.
You have the energy you need to function.
Right. And you're getting that variety and you know what the variety is that you need and you have someone to show you that, then that is something you're not going to have to worry about. You can take that off your plate along with all the other crazy dieting things that people do in the name of health, like keeping up with calories, counting calories and macros and grams and portion control, help me, all those things. But there are a couple exceptions to the rule. Aren't there always a few exceptions to the rule? I think about math when I say that.
Can a rule be a rule if there's not an exception to it? Yeah, I mean, I've heard that saying,
such a good point.
The exception that proves the rule. I'm not sure that that's always true. But in this instance, there are a couple of exceptions. Mm-hmm. B12.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your B12.
Why is that?
Well, it's very important, and you're not going to get it in typical plant foods the way that they're processed today, mm-hmm. because B12 doesn't come from plants, people. It just does not come from plants.
It doesn't come from animals.
And it does not come from animals, although you can get it, but they're just the capsule. They're not the original source of it.
And what we're also finding is that anybody over 50, be it a meat eater, animal flesh eater, or a vegan, they're low. Most all adults 15 over are low in B12. It's just a fact. And it's because the way the foods and the plants and the things are being treated, the soil is being treated, it's killing the bacteria.
The bacteria. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever got to that. That B12 comes from bacteria. And back in the olden days, 300 years ago, if you were drinking water from a nice, pure, clean stream, there's bacteria in there. And if you drank a liter of water from that source, you would get the amount of B12 that you need in a day.
Right.
And I'm sure you would more than easily drink a liter of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about on the plants and the plants that you pull up from the soil? You know, carrots and you eat it raw or whatever other veggie you would eat raw.
Right.
Or maybe you were eating some green leafies. Those bacteria were on the plants and you would just get it naturally.
The B12, yeah.
The B12. And so now that we have our modern farming practices.
Everything's washed and sanitized.
It's just so compromised that you really almost can't afford not to. It's inexpensive and
B12
it's easy to do,
yeah.
The B12. So we highly recommend that one.
Yeah, and that's the reason for that. I mean, there always needs to be a reason for it. And this is backed up and shown in literature to be beneficial to take. The other one is vitamin D. So many women, I mean, I would say the vast majority of women are low in vitamin D. And how do you get vitamin D? Well, you get it by being in the sun. And most women are working within four walls, not outside to get enough during the day. So you need to look at taking it. Your doctor can even draw a blood level of these things to see if you have sufficient amount. But you want to be on probably a vitamin D supplement or make sure you're getting out into the sun on a regular basis. We won't go into that. But if you're putting sunscreen on immediately when you go outside, you're not making it. Your body can't make it from the sun if you're putting sunscreen on right when you go outside.
Well, it requires the ultraviolet rays to make vitamin D. And with the sunscreen blocking the ultraviolet rays, then you're blocking the production.
So you need to wait a while when you go out into the sun before you put your sunscreen on. So usually around 15 to 20 minutes. This has to do with the time of the day. We're not going to get into all that. There are other episodes about those types of things, but we just want to tell you those are two of the exceptions to the rule. Other than that, you shouldn't need baskets and baskets of supplements like we have. And it can really, it's not just that you don't need it and you're wasting your money, which 9 times out of 10, you're wasting your money. It might be 10 times out of 10, you're wasting your money, but you're also causing yourself more harm than good, because what we know now from research is that a lot of these things that they told us to overdose on and, oh, you'll just pee it out if you take too much. No, they actually can cause you harm. They're finding problems coming from overdosing. They're finding problems in the research, physical problems that are coming from taking too much of these vitamins. And of course, it's outside the natural package. And so our body doesn't process it the same way.
Also, too, when you're putting it in a supplement form, you're many times stripping out the cofactors that can, because you mentioned more bioavailable, and that's very true. I even remember hearing that we only need a fraction of the amount of vitamin C from food source as you would from a supplement. And it's, I think, 1,000 milligrams in a supplement is worth something like 90 milligrams. From a food source, because it's more active But I think it has to do also with all the other ingredients that are with it. Mm-hmm. That are with it.
It's in the package.
Food, the cofactors. Mm-hmm. All the friends. You can't have a party when there's just one person.
Right.
You got to have multiple people that are different, mm-hmm. but love each other and are working together. Mm-hmm. That's a party. Well, that's what your food is.
Right.
Vitamin C, iron, all these different vitamins and minerals, they have to have other cofactors with them. And then they just work so much more effectively.
So your body uses the whole package optimally. So I want you to remember this one thing. This is the takeaway today. Food trumps one-off nutrients. Food trumps one-off nutrients. Food is your medicine. We talked about that in the last one. Go and listen to it if you missed it. Episode 177. It's really important. Food trumps one-off nutrients. That is your takeaway from this episode. And don't go buying a lot of supplements and freaking out over which ones you need. Get the right food into your body on a regular basis in a way that you enjoy. That is what we teach. That is what we are lit up by because we know it can change your life. Plant foods are healing. They bring life. They bring health. They bring energy and vibrancy and clear thinking, and they bring joy. Don't start breaking food into its parts, extracting its building blocks like vitamins, minerals, proteins, and pulling those things into your life. You can get into trouble doing this. Just get the good stuff. And that's what we love showing you how to do. Sunshine, it is so very important that we get this information out to as many people as possible. Do you know there are so many people that don't even understand the basics of how foods can heal you? Specifically, the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet, whole plant foods, the five power foods, as I like to call them. So we want to get that message out to these women who are struggling and who don't know what to do. If you know somebody who's trying to figure things out and they're just sick of dieting, and they have low energy, or they're dealing with some kind of illness, and they don't know what to do, and they've struggled for years to figure it out, pass along our podcast name. Let them know about it. Invite them to join you and listen along. And then you can discuss the episodes together, what you liked about it, what you're going to implement. It's a great way to form an accountability group, even with just one other friend. Hey, I listened this week. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try that. Having that accountability is huge here. That's why we're all about helping people form community around whole food, plant-based living. So be sure to share the podcast with at least one friend this week. We love that you're a part of our community. Thank you for helping us get the word out and help more women find plant-based joy. Here's to your health. Sunshine, we hope you have an amazing week, and we will see you again next time on Power on Plants.